back here on the Silverados Radio Network. DeAndre Ashbury Heath leading things off for Napa. First pitch is a bit outside. Count is 1-0. 8-9-1 spots in the order. 1-0 pitch on the way to Ashbury Heath. Misses inside. Count is 2 balls and no strikes. Ashbury Heath, 4-for-32 so far this year. Still trying to find his swing at the plate. 2-0 misses outside, and it's 3-0. And that's one thing we've seen from Bernardi so far, as he's struggled to find the zone a bit. 3-0 delivery. Fastball misses outside. That's ball four. Four-pitch walk to begin the inning, and Ashbury Heath, who runs pretty well, is put on base to lead off the inning. That'll bring Dominic Bethencourt into the box. Bethencourt left Earth last night for the third time this season. He was the player that sparked a rally in the bottom half of the ninth inning. They were trailing the Clippers by 4 going into the bottom of the ninth. And they were able to put 4 up on the board to send the game to extra frames. Bethencourt waiting, and he takes the first pitch. Fastball on the inside. Pitch missed for a ball. 1-0. Just one hit thus far for Napa. But it was a big one with a runner in scoring position. Got him on the board, and they lead 1-0 here in the third inning. Bethencourt, power hitting third baseman, waiting. The 1-0 misses inside, and that's ball two. It's been 6 straight balls to start this inning by Bernardi. Scott Harkin on the other side has just looked outstanding. His first 2 innings. Throw over to first to check on Ashbury Heath. He gets back in there safely. And that's something that the Silverados will have to be a little bit more careful of. They had a couple of runners get picked off last night against the Clippers. 2-0. Pitch on the way. Is low and outside to Bethencourt. Count is 3-0. And Bethencourt came in to the game last night. He wasn't originally in the lineup, but after an injury to Rupert Watson, was put into action. 3-0 now with Nick Gott in the top of the order due up next. Taking all the way is Bethencourt. He takes that pitch on the inside for a called strike. Count is 3 balls and a strike. Ashbury Heath with a fair-sized lead at first. Graylin Durkee on the first base bag with him. Middle infielders playing close to second base. Vernacci not guarding the line at third. 3-1 pitch, Ashbury Heath takes off. And there's a line drive in a left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. And Vance Like bumbles it a bit and is able to fire it into second base. Ashbury Heath does not get a chance to come in from third, but does make it to that point. And the Silverados, after the single by Bethencourt, have runners at the corners with nobody out. Batter is Nick Gatta. And the way Housegard Harkin is forming on the mound seemed that every run would be important. Try to give him as big of a cushion as you can. Gatta comes up with runners at the corners. Pitch on the way. Bethencourt's on the move. Throw down to second by Figueroa, and it is not in time. The throw was to the left of second base, which forced Kyriakos to have to dive across to try to get a tag down on Bethencourt, and he could just not get there in time. Some of the Admirals faithful felt that he still was able to get that tag down in time. It was a very bang-bang play at second base. Now there are runners at second and third after that first pitch in the at-bat to Gatta missed for a ball. 1-0 pitch on the way is a swing and a pop-up. Foul ground, Fornacci hustling over near the dugout is going to leap up and make the catch. Nicely done by Chris Fornacci. Right in front of the Admiral dugout, PJ Phillips, the manager for Vallejo, had to get out of the way that time. Great hustle there by Fornacci to record the first out of the inning. Surely not what Gatta was looking for in that spot. He's retired for the first out of the game. Or the inning, rather, here in the third inning. Now bring Ray Jones into the box. Jones bounced out to Fisher at second base his last time. He swings and hits a line drive into center field off the glove of Kyriakos for a base hit. Asbury Heath scores. Here comes Bethancourt. He scores as well. And that's a two RBI single for Ray Jones, and it's 3-0. Jones not waiting around that time. Got a first pitch challenge fastball and ripped it right past the glove of Kyriakos, who was playing in at shortstop. Kyriakos couldn't come up with it. And it is now a three-run advantage for Napa. Here's Nick Kern. One out, Jones on at first. First pitch to Kern is a ball missing down and away. Kern drove home the Silverado's first run of the night on an RBI single up the middle. But two more on the board here in the top of the third. 1-0 on the way is a check swing foul back to the backstop. Napa off to a good start. They've had two singles and a walk in this inning. 1-1, Kern waiting. Pitch on the way is a swing and a miss. Took a big rip at that one. Pitch about belt high in the outer half of the plate. Looked to be a pretty good pitch to hit in that spot. But I believe Kern was looking for a different type of pitch, was a bit out in front of it. Montelongo waits on deck for Napa, who leads 3-0 in the top of the third. 1-2 pitch with the runner on the move. Pitch misses up. Throw down to second is in time. They got him. Fisher puts the tag down on Ray Jones as he is thrown out at second base. And that is the second time Figueroa has gunned down a runner trying to steal a base. Two gone now in the inning and nobody aboard. Count is now even up at 2-2 to Nick Kern. Pitch on the way is a swing and a high bouncing ball toward Kyriakos deep in the hole. His throw to first is not in time. Kern beats it out. That'll be an infield hit for Nick Kern, his second hit of the night. He's now 2-for-2. It was a high bouncing ball, and Kyriakos was able to get to it, fielded cleanly, but with Kern's speed, who leads the team in stolen bases, didn't have much of a shot at gunning down Nick Kern. Here is Montelongo. Montelongo waiting in the first pitch, and he swings and bounces on the left side. Fornacci's got it, cutting off Kyriakos, and he throws the second to get the force out, and that ends the frame. 5-4, fielder's choice ends things here in the third inning, but the Silverados get two runs on the board thanks to a two RBI single by Ray Jones. And headed to the home half of the third, Napa leads the contest by a score of 3-0. You're listening to Napa Silverados Baseball on the Silverados Radio Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back here in Vallejo, Napa leading by a score of 3-0. The Silverados would like to thank Compadre's Real Grill for their support in 2018. Visit their location on Lincoln Boulevard in Napa to try some of their Mexican food with a Western twist. That's Compadre's Real Grill in Napa. First pitch in the inning by Scott Harkin is a strike with a fastball to Brandon Fisher on the inside part of the plate. Count is nothing and one. Harkin now with a three-run advantage. 0-1 pitch is a curveball that misses low. Ball and one strike. Fisher 5 for 32. 156 average, and this is 10th game. Pitch on the way is a swing and a ground ball towards Nick Kern at short. He's got it. Throws to first, right to the glove of Montelongo for the first out. Fisher retired. That'll bring Kyle Figueroa into the box. Here's Figueroa now. Kyle Figueroa making his return to the Admirals after spending 2016 with Vallejo. Was 26 for 100, hit 260 with the Admirals that season. Has hit the ball extremely well so far, Vallejo, this year. First pitch is a strike on the outside. 12 hits in his first 35 at-bats, two doubles, eight driven in. Count is 0-1. Chris Fornacci waits on deck. Pitch on the way is ball missing inside. Count is one ball and one strike. First of two games between these two clubs. They'll be right back here tomorrow for 6:35 first pitch. 1-1 pitch is a curveball. It gets the call on the inside part of the plate. Count is one ball and two strikes. Couple moans and groans from the crowd after that pitch, but it was called a strike. Harkin has had a very good feel for that curveball so far in this one. 1-2 pitch on the way is a breaking ball that it's a little bloop in a shallow right. Coming in is Jordan Anderson. He dives and he can't come up with it. Ball bounced off his glove. And we'll see what that is scored as. I imagine that Figueroa will be given credit for a single on that one, but could make the argument that that is an error. We'll see. And that indeed will be a single for Figueroa. That is the first base runner of the game for the Vallejo Admirals. Here is Chris Fornacci. Played in about half a season with Vallejo last year. Pitch on the way is low and inside, ball one. Made a brief appearance in the Frontier League before coming over here. Played college ball at Pepperdine University. 1-0 the count, 3-0 lead for the Silverados. Pitch from Harkin is outside, missing 2-0 the count. It'll be interesting to see how Harkin reacts now as he's thrown the first two pitches in this at-bat for balls. This is the first time he's been in the stretch in this ball game. He's just been cruising right along before allowing that single to Figueroa. 2-0 pitch on the way is low and outside, and it's 3-0 to Fornacci. Canary in the top of the order, do him next for the Admirals, and this important at-bat here for Harkin. He does not want to set up a rally for the top of the order. 3-0 pitch, fastball does not get the call, and that is a four-pitch walk to Chris Fornacci, and that puts two runners on with one out. Canary led off the first inning with a strikeout looking against Harkin. Harkin has struck out two batters to this point and has run into a bit of trouble in this inning after he retired the first seven batters of the ball game. Figueroa at second, Fornacci at first. First pitch on the way is way in the dirt, blocked by Tony, and both runners who had heads up base running skills are going to move up. Second, that ball glanced away from Tony. They were both on the move immediately. Count is 1-0, and there are now runners at second and third as the Admirals are set up in this inning to get right back in this ball game. Infield is going to play in at the corners. 1-0 pitch is a strike on the outside part of the plate. Count is 1-1. Canary had a bit of a word with Danny Speck behind the plate. Thought that pitch may have been a bit outside. Count is even at 1-1. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball is just a bit high from Scott Harkin. 2-1. There is one out in the inning with runners at second and third. David Kyriakos waits on deck for Vallejo, who trails 3-0 here in the bottom half of the third. Harkin delivers the pitch, and it's a swing and a shot to right. Anderson coming in. He dives, and he came up with it in right. Coming in to score from third is Figueroa. That is a sac fly. Puts the Admirals on the board. It's 3-1. But a nice play by Jordan Anderson. He lays out, makes the catch on that line shot in the right field to save a second run from coming in. RBI, though, for Canary. I'll bring David Kyriakos into the box. Pitch on the way is a breaking ball and misses up high. 1-0 the count. Kyriakos flew out to Ashbury Heath back in the first inning. Fornacci's on at second, 2 gone in the inning. 1-0 pitch on the way is a bit inside to Kyriakos. 2-0 the count now. Harkin, pitch count-wise, not looking too bad. But ball strike ratio is probably not where he'd liked it to be. 2-0 pitch is fouled right back. Right even, 50-50. 19 strikes and 19 balls so far in the game. Count is 2-1 to David Kyriakos. Nick Akin Sr. is on deck for the Vallejo Admirals. Harkin pausing a bit on the mound. Now he's got the sign he wants from Nico Toni. Here it comes. Fast ball trying to paint the inside corner. He misses a bit. Too far inside. That runs the count to 3-3 to Scott Harkin. Harkin just trying to find himself early on this season. Has aspirations to pitch in higher leagues. He's pitched in affiliated baseball and in the Frontier League. 3-1 pitch is a swing and a foul straight back. Kyriakos let it rip on that 3-1 pitch. Got a challenge from Harkin, who seemed to be right on it, but could do nothing more but just foul it back. Count is full now at 3-2. Admirals on the board in this half inning. Still trailing by 2. 3-1 is the score. Harkin set at the chest. Pitch on the way is a swing and another foul. We will reset and do it again. Count still is 3-2. Runner at second base is Chris Fornacci. One out rally started with base hit and a walk, and both runners moved up on a double steal play. It's a 3-2 pitch is taken for 4-4. Pitch missed down and in. That's second walk issued by Harkin in this half inning. Now give Nick Akin Sr. a chance with runners at first and second and 2 gone in the inning. Harkin will surely have to be a bit careful with Nick Akins. He definitely has home run power, as I mentioned, at 15 homers last season. Finished in the top 5 in the Pacific Association in that category. First pitch is taken all the way for a ball by Akins. It was a curveball that was in the dirt. Count is 1-0. Kyriakos at first, Fornacci at second. As Harkin continues to labor in this bottom half of the third inning. Pitch on the way is another breaking ball. This one finds the inside corner for strike one. Count is evened up at a ball and a strike. Pretty nice crowd here in Vallejo. Cool night. Kind of a typical Vallejo night so far. 1-1 pitch is a swing and a line drive foul. Past P.J. Phillips at third. Count is 1-2. P.J. Phillips was the manager of the year in the Pacific Association last year. He actually was tied with Takashi Miyoshi. They both shared the honor as they won. They both had the same amount of votes last year. First time Phillips won the award. 1-2 pitch is taken low and away. For ball two, 2-0. They also mentioned Tillman Pugh winning the MVP last year for the Admirals. Count is even at 2-2 to Nick Akins Sr. 3-1 lead for the Silverados. Vallejo threatening here in this half inning, looking for more, cut into the deficit. Runner takes off at second. 2-2 pitch is inside for a ball. Chris Fornacci on the play, moved from second to third. Runners now at first and third. Three and two, two outs. Runner at first base will surely be on the move here. Akins waiting. Kyriakos takes off. The pitch is a swing and a fly ball. Straightaway center field in the park. Coming in is Ashbury Heath, and he makes the catch in medium depth center field to record the final out of the bottom half of the third inning. Vallejo gets on the board in this half inning. Single, two walks, and a sacrifice fly. They trail now by a score head to the top half of the fourth at Wilson Park in Vallejo. We'll be right back after these messages on the Napa Silverados Radio Network.